This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
For the students of the knowledge, one thing is important. You know, always make effort to find out the background and the details of the life of the masters of Islam, those people who shaped Islam, you know, reformed them, like Imam Bukhari, Imam Tirmidhi, Zamakhshari, that you read Kashaf, and Ibn Sina, and all these intellectuals. So think really, what is the why they are in that part of the world? You know, like Hanafi Madhab, the most important center of Hanafi Madhab actually was Central Asia. The most important texts have been written in that part of the world. You know, Samarkand, Bukhara, most important one. Similarly, the intellectual tradition of Islam, most of them are from that part of the world. You know, even the Arabic grammar, Balagha, and all those things, they're there. So why the people of this place, they are so, you know, learned and so clever, so intelligent. Why is it like that? We need to study that. For us, it is important to visit this place to connect ourselves with that history, and also to learn really how we can be clever and we can make our own contribution in the history of Islam, in the sciences. You know, when you know really what are the qualities of these people. So this is a very, very important and amazing learned people, very clear in every field. You know, the first academy of sciences developed in Khwarizm. The first one, you go and still see it before Baghdad, before anywhere in the world. They were scientists. They used to study, you know, the stars and the patterns and many, many things. Even the bread that people have now in Khwarizm, the women made the bread. So when we look in the bread that people eat every day, but the bread of Khwarizm has got a pattern. The people said to us, these patterns are not just random. These patterns are reflect some astronomical things which we don't know really. So even in the bread, there's astronomy. You can learn something from the bread of that women make. That how the sciences were deep in that. And when you go to Khwarizm, you'll see, you know, when the Russians came, they destroyed most of the centers of learning in Samarkand, Bukhara. Many have been destroyed. The only city they did not destroy is Khwarizm. Khwarizm, they kept as it is. So all the centers of learning, huge mosque, colleges, madrasas, all they're there. They did only one thing. They changed them into hotels and something else, but the building is still there. So you can see these are the great buildings. So the whole city looks so impressive. You can't imagine. When you enter into Khwarizm, looks you are in the past history. You know, 700-800 years back. And also, you know, many of these cities like Samarkand was a capital of the huge Muslim empire built by Taimur Lang. And Taimur is a conqueror. He conquered India, he conquered Egypt, Syria, and all the wealth that he got, he brought it to Samarkand and built the madrasas and you know, and centers of research, you know, and you know, how to study the stars and this and that. All these things are, you know, in Samarkand. Amazing civilization. So anyway, I don't want to give a speech on that. As I mentioned, I wrote a book. So I'll encourage you that, you know, any of you, those who want to be studying in Islam and they understand this, they want to understand the history of Islam, and they also want to learn really why Sahih Bukhari is written by someone from Bukhara. Why not for somebody from Baghdad? Why not somebody from Medina and Mecca? Why somebody from Bukhara has to come to write this great book? So you can get the answer when you come there. When you see there and when you see the people there and read their history, you can find the answer. So this opportunity has come, especially because, you know, Islam is organizing and you are part of that. And I myself will be traveling. And I mentioned I have been twice there, to the third time. So many explanation that I can provide, not necessarily everybody will give it to you. Because not in, people go there, but not everybody studies these things, you know, in such a depth. So this is a good time, inshallah. And also, you people have to be in the company of the teacher, you know, as long as possible. Now I only teach you online. The companionship is a different matter. When you're together, you learn, you ask questions, and there's so much barakah which only goes from the chest to the chest. It doesn't go through the, you know, screen. So you have to be in the company of the teacher, inshallah.